Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, good luck!
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We are going to empower you. That's what we like to do. So thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. I think Frank's ready to roll, my engineer, and we got a lot of good stuff to talk about. We're going to be talking about some handcrafted benefits in the area of your supplements. Also, as I promise, we're going to touch on how to use baths to detoxify, detox baths, and we may have time to touch on gland health or, you know, how to defeat a lot of infections out there. So we'll see how the hour rolls. And we do have a quack report, but don't forget, on Tuesday the 20th, we're going to be chatting it up with Dr. Rebecca Carley. She'll be back here. And of course, she joins us once a month here on Herb Talk, so I hope you can join us for the show. She is going to be enlightening us, I'm sure, on some vaccine health, as always. If you want to check out our website, it's Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, and we have her banner link on our links page at thepowerherbs.com, so you just click on that and get on over to her website. So she'll be here on Tuesday. And then the following Tuesday, the 27th, I've been working hard to get this health expert on the show. Her name's Miranda Esmond-White. She's out of Canada. And she's the founder of Centrix. It's a company that produces some low-impact health routines, you know, exercise routines. And I happened to catch her on a PBS special, and then I picked up her classical stretch. It's a DVD set of some, workouts, and I wanted to see, you know, what it was all about. I get into my exercise routines, and I get bored, and I want to try new things. So, I am very impressed by her product, and I've noticed that my posture's better. And my other exercise routines, you know, the cardio workouts and some of the other things for toning and shaping and, you know, strengthening muscles just seem to work smoother now that I'm doing her classical stretch. So anyway, she's going to be with us on the 27th. And we'll get some more information on, you know, how she came about doing this, because a lot of that routine that she does reminds me of Calinetics. I don't know if you know about that. But all good stuff, all low impact. Everybody of every age can do it. She's got a great product there. So we're going to have her on the show and let her tell you her story and hopefully inspire you all out there. And let's see. Well, without further ado, let's before we get to the Quack Report, big salute and Semper Fi. Can't forget that. We're always lifting our righteous men and women in the military, up in prayer, and I'm seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees every day, reminding myself of Isaiah 59, where I plead to the Lord for, you know, justice and truth in America and all over the world. And I'm taking it a step further. I'm praying for righteous leadership, men of valor, to stand up, rise up, and just say no to the insanity. And you know we have issues here as a nation, so Mother Nation needs some healing, and we're going to need the Lord's help for that. So we're also going to need some leadership, men that are close to the Lord. And, of course, the Lord is always the leader, right? Absolutely. So hope you'll join me in that prayer and maybe set this nation on a better course. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Alrighty, what do we have in the Quacker? Here's a snapshot of some DNA technology. We were talking about the technology just the other day in the body maps. If you missed the show, hit the archives because that was interesting. But now they have this technology. This is being developed by a Virginia-based company called Parabon Nano Labs. By the way, their funding for the research came from the U.S. Department of Defense here. Hello. So they called the process that they've developed a DNA phenotyping. And what it attempts to do is to predict a person's physical appearance from a small sample of their DNA. So, you know, a little speck of blood, a hair sample. And what they do is they create this, out of the DNA, they create this 3D composite. It's a digital image of the person. So actually they can create a person's mugshot and create it digitally from this process they've developed. So experts feel that the process has a 50% rate of success, but the research teams that's developing the whole process states that they've had an 80 to 95% success rate. And they hope that, you know, law enforcement will be using it to solve cold cases. Right. So it's an interesting thing, a little sample of DNA, and they can just, you know, create your picture on a computer screen with all their little algorithms. They call them algorithms of genome code. The code, apparently, in the computer can decipher physical appearances of people through the DNA. They can pick up on skin color, hair, eye color, the shape of your face. Hey, even if you have freckles, check that out. Wow, scary stuff coming down the pike. All right, And last but not least in the Quack Report, if you suffer from pain, there may be some more natural alternatives you can use instead of the toxic chemical pain relievers and prescription drugs, because those chemical pharmaceutical pain relievers, you know, initially they used to be derived from plants, from herbs, you know, some natural substances to help, you know, alleviate pain. But, you know, a lot of the stuff now is so synthetically driven, cheaper to make. And, of course, they reap billions in manufacturing a synthetic version, an imitation, but it does offer side effects, as you know. So in the case of ibuprofen and aspirin, you get some problems. You can get DNA damage, anemia, hair loss, hypertension. You can have long-term macular degeneration. So, you know, you got some issues when you use the pharmaceutical version of painkillers. But there is good news. You can use some natural ones instead and save your vital organs. For instance, we like to use willow bark. That's what we do here at Apothecary Herbs. We like the natural willow bark or meadow sweet. It contains some salicin, which is the natural source in which they create aspirin out of it. But when you get salicin as a natural state, it has all the buffer alkaloids it's supposed to have, so you don't have side effects. You don't have, you know, bleeding. You don't have... it doesn't interfere with the immune system, platelets, and that kind of thing. So it just takes away inflammation and alleviates pain. Also, you won't get gastric upset and various other things that you can get with some of the over-the-counter stuff. Also, another pain reliever we like to use is good old cayenne or capsaicin. Very good, even for topical use for pain relief. So great for joint pain, as they say, and also blocks the pain signal. Actually, from the brain, so you can get some pain relief there. Other people like to use cat's claw and omega-3 fatty acids. There's a lot of things you can do with that. So we also have some new pain relievers on the powerherbs.com website for headache pain. There's a different formula for, you know, stress headache or migraine headache or stuff like that, tension headache. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Different herbs, all natural there. And, you know, why suffer when you can get a natural solution to everyday problems, right? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Alrighty. We're going to talk about handcrafted benefits. This is kind of interesting. As I was looking at this, you know, kind of got nostalgic, but... You know, the term handcrafted was first, popular, being used in the 12th century. So handcrafts such as, you know, barrel making and leather work, you know, they're still displayed in the Colonial History Museum that you can see in Williamsburg, Virginia. But the industrial age made, you know, manufacturing and the mass production of products faster and easier, and then the handmade goods became, well, less desirable. Now, a vast majority of items that were still handcrafted were pretty much custom-made products. But in 1947, the term handcrafted became popular again in the marketplace for goods. So I think the timing of the use of the term handcrafted with regard to food goods seemed to coincide with the introduction of genetically modified foods like wheat. So the marketing back then, and even today, attempts to identify the quality of goods on product labels with statements such as, you know, like homemade. So homemade items are sometimes not as common, and therefore they can bring a higher price than the mass-produced goods. Now, today the term handcrafted is synonymous with painstaking skilled workmanship, old-fashioned, or even homemade. So when was the last time you had a homemade meal? Or, get this, a handcrafted vitamin. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to check out the benefits of handcrafted foods and supplements versus the mass-produced versions. Okay, so consumers, pretty much familiar with a lot of restaurant ads. They promote stuff like slow-cooked, homemade, or like your grandmother used to make it, right? So when it comes to food, everyone likes how home-cooked food tastes, Real food tastes better because it's not overcooked or processed and it has more vitamins and nutrition in it. So vegetables from your own garden are going to taste better than the frozen or the store produce because it's fresh and has more nutrition in it. Quick and convenient foods surrender nutrition, and they have to resort to flavor enhancers, more fat and salt and sugar to fool our taste buds. However, homemade meals don't have to cost more. They usually cost less to make and takes less than an hour, and in most cases, you can prepare a homemade meal in less than 30 minutes. So modern conveniences actually have made it easier to make meals from scratch for less money. So let's try doing that and get away from this convenience stuff because it's not healthy. Well, let's look at some nutritional comparisons, because when we use a bit of science, we can discover the difference in foods that are less processed compared to the quick meals found in everyday grocery stores. Now, most consumers know that quick meals will contain more chemicals for extended shelf life. Food color is always going to be a necessity to camouflage ingredients that are not fresh or are artificial. So processed foods will contain, of course, more calories, and the body will store the unnatural fat found in these products, making it harder to manage weight. So there was a systematic review of studies that were published from 1958 to 2008, which analyzed the nutritional quality of organic foods compared to conventional or processed foods. The organic sources contained more vitamin C, magnesium, and phenolic compounds, which have some antibacterial properties. So organic foods will also contain more phosphorus and titratable acid, which indicates ripeness or freshness of the food and improves the development of our bones, our growing, our regeneration and repair of all the tissue in our cells. So researchers believe that the riper the food with the more titratable acid, the better the nutritional value, including the amount of the antioxidants. So really, fresh is best. And research has linked the preservatives and the flavorings and the colorings in your convenience foods as a cause for allergies, asthma, anaphylactic responses, high cholesterol, headaches, and some types of cancer. So when the ingredient list has a dozen or more items listed, when there should be about four ingredients, you begin to wonder if the long list of chemicals is to mask a low quality or perhaps toxic product. Now, according to the European Food Information Council, consumers believe organic foods have more nutrients, more vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes than the processed and even conventional foods. Whereas, you know, scientists are trying to, you know, convince us that's not so. Well, you know, take a taste test, right? Product companies have used taste tests to promote their processed products in advertising, and consumers have noticed that the taste of an organically grown food, such as an apple, tastes very different from the conventionally grown. So the conventional grown apple has a very different texture and has a weak flavor or no flavor. So, and how the body utilizes the nutrition in the organic versus the conventional foods is evident in our health, our energy, our immune system, our vision, our skin, etc. So let's look at the synthetic versus the whole food supplements for a minute, because I got a little help from a naturopath, Melissa Wood. She did a comparison on the organic or whole food supplements, and she compared them to the synthetic versions. And she feels most people are so used to looking at the isolated nutrients on product labels, you know, like your vitamin A, C, D, and E, that they don't stop to realize that those are synthetic chemicals and they're not foods or herbs. That's not what they are. They're synthetic. The synthetic supplements offer what she calls fractionalized pieces of the nutritional puzzle, and the proportion of the vitamin is not in balance. Therefore, synthetic supplements can cause an imbalance and lead to health problems. Here's a quote from Melissa. She says this: "Nature intended for us to consume food or herbs in its whole form because all the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, and enzymes are bound together in one package and work synergistically to deliver the nutrition our body needs." End of quote. I agree with that. So, you know, your labels are going to give you some clues when you read your supplement labels. Whole food supplement ingredients will have varied amounts of the nutrition, such that they'll list maybe 70% vitamin C and 4% calcium, whereas your synthetic supplements will list 100% of each vitamin nutrient, and that's not how nature delivers nutrition. And most synthetic vitamins will not list the source of the nutrient, and they'll just list the chemical name. For instance, does the product list vitamin C? Or citrus fruits or herbs like papaya, bell pepper, or rose hips? Or does it simply just list ascorbic acid? So a majority of the synthetic supplements are mass-produced by pharmaceutical companies, and they contain fillers and colorings and flavorings, and these ingredients are known to cause allergies. So they are usually made in the same facility as the prescription drugs. So I would insist on whole food supplements just as I would insist on organic produce, meat, etc. And you need to keep, you know, a healthy perspective. Keep in mind that supplements are just that, a supplement to your lifestyle. It's really unrealistic to think that you'll get all the nutrition you need for good health from your supplements alone. And a poor lifestyle can undo all the nutritional benefit of your whole food supplements. So you got to get a balance there. So it's understandable that consumers are using more supplements than ever before due to the questionable quality of the conventional grown foods. So eating more organic is going to go a long way to help. And, you know, consume less sugar and refined flour, too. That's going to help as well. So let's talk about premium whole foods, because when we think of whole food supplements, I really think of handcrafted nutrients, which, you know, start from organic seeds in certified organic tilth soil that's grown without fertilizers, pesticides, or herbicides. Clean water is used, no animal farm runoff, properly harvested and then carefully made without heat into a whole food supplement. That is a primo supplement with balanced nutrition, including all your buffer alkaloids, so the metabolism can activate the uptake and void out what's not needed. So that is the opposite of a pharmaceutical synthetic supplement. And people are noticing the difference, and they are feeling it in their body. So handcrafted whole food supplements will definitely cost more, but your health is worth it. Yeah. They're going to cost a little more. So where do you get them? Well, Apothecary Herbs has been making handcrafted whole food supplements for 15 years. Their products are made from your real food and herbs, which contain real vitamin and nutrition. And some medicinal herbs are going to offer a bitter compound to stimulate action in the body to promote a healing process. So just remember, sometimes good medicine tastes bitter. Okay, so masking herbs with flavoring, especially the bitter ones, is going to weaken the power of the action. So we don't do that at Apothecary Herbs. And so for authentic whole food supplements, you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Their international number is 704-8850-277. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And what you can do is ask about their organic whole food vitamin powder, which you can add to your juice for your vitamins, your minerals, amino acids, plant proteins. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. So check that out. They offer that in two different sizes. And the small one is about a month's worth. So you can get basically all your vitamins and minerals and amino in one product. You don't have to have a bunch of little bottles and trying to guess how much you're getting. It's all whole plant food. So, you know, the chemist was God. So it's perfect, right? There you go. All right, we got a few minutes before our break, so I'm just going to jump into our toxic detox bath subject, because I promised I would, and we'll get to a break and finish it on the other side. But you know, you probably saw New Year's people jumping into cold water to raise money for various charities. And a lot of people around the New Year do New Year's resolutions. They're going to lose weight. They're going to detoxify their body. They're going to do all this stuff. Well, I want to talk about some detox baths because for centuries, cultures have used bathing as a form of detoxification. You know, throughout history, baths have been documented to help the physical body. The right bath can also relieve your system for what is known as from what they call tissue memory. And people say, well, what's tissue memory? Well, emotions and memories of past experiences can be both good and bad, and they could get stored in your body cells chemically. Much of what is understood about memory involves the brain, and more studies being done on the body for cell memory. But the immune system actually has proteins in your brain itself, and memories in cells can interfere with some body function chemically. So when you do detox baths, you can clear out a lot of the bad chemicals from emotional situations and relieve the system of some stress. Now, according to some research, every cell in our body has a memory of what has happened to us. And these cells can hold memories and symptoms like illness and physical emotions from trauma can cause us to have lower immune systems. So it can be hurtful. So you want to get rid of that submerged bad, some people call it bad karma, but just these chemical residues from bad emotions, unhappy situations that can hinder the function of our immunity and other areas of the body. Now, there are some triggers, too, for cell memory. You could hear a song, you could read a poem, a certain smell, aroma, seeing something familiar, or hearing a song, you know, like, or a person's touch in a specific way can trigger cell memory. If this happens, most times you experience the memory first and then the physical sensation that accompanied that memory next. It could be pleasure, it could be pain or discomfort. So this happens when the cells release the chemical memories, okay, in the chemical form. And there seems to be deeper connection than science first thought between your mind and your spirit and your chemical reactions that get coded and stored in your cells. So more research is being done on the cell memory therapy stuff, and it's being conducted actually on military personnel as well as civilians and for the post-traumatic stress disorder issues. Yep. So what we can do is get rid of a lot of emotional baggage when we do detoxification, and especially baths. Detox baths can help with that. Because it's widely used among Europeans. They have special spas and baths that they use to detoxify the body with, and the process can trigger some emotional reactions while you're going through the bathing process. But that's okay. You're unloading emotional baggage, and that's to be expected. It really is. So a detox bath can release emotional baggage you've had for years, and you don't need to keep anymore. And this, I hear music. Do I hear music? No. Okay. Got a few minutes? Okay. So this kind of therapy can be very beneficial for people that have, of course, the post-traumatic stress disorder, substance abuse, where they've, you know, submerged emotions that have caused their abuse of substances, or people have eating disorders, same thing. Okay. So we're going to talk about what we call an herbal detox bath. And you can actually help folks that have addictions to nicotine, caffeine, drugs, alcohol dependence, because it tends to fast track a lot of toxins that keep us locked into those dependencies and removes the desire for those substances. And so, yeah, we unload those baggages and we can get healthy. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
She put the lime in the cooking, now she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking, now she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking, now she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking, now she called a doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can do? take a sit down. Get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up, said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, do you believe his belly ache? I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, your
hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time.
Oh yeah, banana pancakes on a rainy day. Yeah, I love it. Well, let's just talk about our detox bath. How do we go about this, Miss Wendy? Well, it's not that difficult. It's not rocket science, really. Before you start your detox bath, and by the way, this whole procedure is in the Power Herbs book, which you can pick up at thepowerherbs.com website under books and newsletters, and it's just $14.99. And this procedure, this the natural therapy, you can follow the steps and go through it. But I'm just going to give you kind of the condensed highlights on how you do it. So what you do is you're going to make what we call an herbal bath. So you can make a gallon of some herbal tea. And you can use yarrow or peppermint or ginger root. And you make a gallon of this tea and you let it steep 20 minutes. And you make, and then you can add it to a really hot, hot bath. So, you know, as hot as a bath, you can stand it. And then, you know, you're going to have also some other herbs like ginger, cayenne, and mustard, which are herbs that make you sweat. And so you're going to put that in there as well in your bath. So you're going to use a half a cup of these herbs. So you can kind of get those fabric tea bags, you know, those big ones, and you can put the herbs in that and then dunk it up in the bath water, just like a big tea bag. And so you can do that. So while the herbs are penetrating your bath water, what you do is you take a sheet and you soak it in like 20 pounds of ice water, big, big tub of ice water, make it really cold. And then you're also going to take some Vaseline and you're going to strategically place this Vaseline on some private areas where there's mucous membranes, because we don't want certain herbs messing with that tissue, see. So this is going to protect your mucous membranes from those hot types of herbs like your cayenne and your ginger. So you get in the tub. Have someone help you with this, by the way. And then while you're in the tub, this really hot, hot tub with these four herbs that are going to make you sweat and pull toxins out, someone's going to bring you herbal teas to drink. And the teas are going to be peppermint, yarrow, and ginger root. And they're going to make you sweat more. Okay, but you're going to keep drinking this tea. And what this is going to do is make you sweat, and also your white blood cells will do their job to help gobble up a lot of toxins that are in there, chemical ones even. So, but you have to drink at least 2 cups of the tea within 30 minutes while you're in this really hot bath. And so this is also going to help your body regulate a fever. You're going to create a fever in the body. It's not life-threatening. And you want to keep the fever wet, so you keep fluids going. And if the bath water is to cool off, you just add more hot water to it. So you keep the water as hot as you can stand it. And while you're in the bath, you want to, you know, kind of submerge yourself as much as possible all the way up to your neck in this herb bath that you're in, a detox bath. Definitely going to be important to have an assistant with you while you do this. So you're going to take, now if you feel a little lightheaded during this procedure, there should be some herbs on hand, like liquid cayenne, and to help with any fainting, you know, keep you from fainting. And then there's also, some people get the shakes, you know, their nervous system starts to shake. Like, you know, they were just, anyway, it's just part of the procedure where, you know, all these toxins are coming out. And so you can use a little relaxation formula, which is liquid lobelia, to calm the nerves down, to get rid of the jitters and the shaking. So that's what you do. And then once you get out of this tub, they're going to wrap you in this sheet that's been soaking in this cold water. And by the way, it's going to feel really good. You know, you've been sitting in a hot bath, you've been sweating, So they're going to, like, wrap you in. So it's almost like a icy hot procedure all over kind of thing. And people, when they're going through this process, they get rid of a lot of emotional baggage, a lot of memories. It really does purge the system of those chemical memories. And substance abusers are also released of a lot of their chemical toxins along with the emotions that created the dependency. And this is something that European spas have been doing for hundreds of years. So you wrap yourself in the cold sheet, right? Now, before you get in the bath, what you would have done is prepared a bed, and you put probably a rubber sheet on the bed and some linens on the bed sheets you don't care about. And because when they wrap you in the sheet, you're going to go lay in the bed, and you're going to feel so relaxed. You're going to go right to sleep, right? And but you're wrapped up in the sheet, and you're saying, well, how am I going to get up to go to the bathroom? You're not. So that's why the rubber sheet and all that stuff. But you're not going to care. See, you're just not going to care. And so sometimes what they also do is they'll put like a garlic paste on your feet to pull more toxins out on the bottoms of your feet, and that's an option too if you want to do that. But there's lots of little ways to add to this procedure. And what will happen is that in the morning, a lot of those chemical toxins will come out through the pores of your skin and into the sheet you were wrapped up in. And the sheet is going to probably be a whole bunch of different colors. And you throw the sheet away, of course. And then what you want to do is you want to take a shower and kind of rinse off with some baking soda a little bit, kind of cleanse the skin, and then you can shower off as usual. Now, there is something to be aware of. If you suffer from a liver condition or you've had a recent stroke or heart attack, you'll want to put off a treatment like this until you're much healthier and stronger. So, as with most therapies like this, you definitely want to seek the advice of your medical physician before you use any treatment. So prove it before you use it kind of thing. So, and there's some things you can do before you do this type of detox bath therapy. 24 hours beforehand, you can eat sulfur foods like garlic and onion and beans and broccoli and cabbage and some eggs, because this helps your liver during the detox process, okay? And fruit and vegetable and juices are also very supportive to the system while you purge toxins, so you can have that. You want to stay away from alcohol prior to this therapy. You also want to eat light 1 hour prior to doing the detox bath, and never do bath therapy on an empty stomach, okay? Wait at least an hour after the bath therapy if you want to eat again. Most people just go to sleep, and because they do this like early evening and then they just sleep all night. But you definitely want to drink plenty of fluids and get as much rest as you can, because that's really also an important element to use in a detox bath like this. Now, there are some herbs that you could use, even some salt in a detox bath. Sometimes like people like to throw in the Celtic sea salt as well, along with their ginger root, peppermint leaf, and cayenne. You could do that. That's obviously an option for you. Now, if you want to cleanse a little bit more inside the body, there are system organ cleanses that the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have as well. You can cleanse from the bowel all the way to the blood system. So you can do that. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs can show you how to do that. I mean, it's not hard at all. It's really easy, very effective. And you can buy the cleanses one at a time to work through, or you can buy them in a package deal. Now, if you get the new 15th anniversary product catalog that they have, they list the cleanses in order and how you should do them. So, and that's also listed online as well. And if you need more information, you can always call or look at their healthy guidelines section on the website and click on how do I go about organ cleansing, and it'll show you the procedure and how you should do it for safety and your health benefit. So you want to cleanse in reverse of how the body dumps toxins, so you don't get a backlog of the toxins and feel worse. So that's not good. So you want to be feeling really good while you cleanse, and do it properly so the folks at Apothecary Herbs make sure you know that. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call, 866-229-3663. You can download the PDF version of the catalog from the website, or you can request a hard copy be mailed to you, whichever. So do check that out. And the catalog is kind of like an educational tool. So it'll teach you how you can use herbs by themselves, you know, a single herb, or you can use it with this herb for a different effect or for more power. So it teaches you how you can do those things. That's cool. All right, we've got a few minutes, so what are we going to do? Should we talk about infections? Or should we talk about improving our glands? Well, there's a question, what a quandary that is. Let me talk about glands for a little bit. I'll save infections for next time. But glands are real important, real important. Was I talking to Melanie Cedarstrom today from Discount Gold and Silver? I might have been, but we were talking about glands, and the first indication that some people have, like my daughter, Kate, when her body encounters either a virus or a bacterial pathogen, the first indication she knows is that the glands in her neck will kind of swell and get a little tender. So she has learned, and most people do over time, that they know what their body needs, okay, as far as what herb to use. So my daughter will go get mullein tincture, and she'll take a dose. She'll make herself a little she'll take a shot glass, and she'll take a mullein shot, is what she calls it. And you know, it's like a teaspoon of the tincture. But mullein soothes glands and reduces inflammation and irritation to them. And glands are part of your immune system function. They're very important in helping to neutralize pathogens. Now, she'll also take immune boosters as well. Her favorite lately is the Three Amigos. So she'll power up with that, and off she goes, right? So let's talk about how we can help our glands, our adrenal glands, all kind of glands, prostate, thyroid, you name it. Now, statistics are increasing on the number of adrenal gland cases, and medicine has really taken some serious look at these adrenal diseases. That could produce death in a skinny minute. So adrenal glands can become ill and cause a condition called adrenal crisis. And adrenal glands and the supra-adrenal glands are these triangle-shaped endocrine glands located on top of your kidneys. They primarily regulate your stress response through hormones. So the lack of the pituitary hormone, they call it ACTH, really affects the regulation of these adrenal glands. And many do not know when this occurs, and they don't understand that they may be at risk. So there's a lack of adrenal hormones such as cortisol and adrenaline, and you may feel weak, tired all the time, may have an upset stomach and vomit, have no appetite, and you might have weight loss. So if you experience these symptoms, you may need immediate medical treatment. Medicine solution is to inject you with a bunch of adrenal hormones, and this is a quick fix, but it won't correct the cause of the condition. And what I've noticed and I've seen is a lot of athletes, bodybuilders, adrenaline junkies, they tend to come down with adrenal gland issues because they have an imbalance in their hormones, and especially the adrenaline. Yeah? All right, let's talk about these hormones, because some people think that hormones are responsible, you know, for things for like menopause, and that's important, but a lot of hormones, we have some minor league hormones compared to the hormones that pituitary hormones produce. Pituitary hormones do a lot of things. They regulate growth hormones. And without them, you could have birth defects, tumors, various diseases can be the cause. Your glands can malfunction and shut down. So that's important. And a lot of times it isn't just one hormone not being produced. So other key hormones are made by the pituitary gland, which is located in the center of your brain. And without the proper balance of hormones, such as cortisol needed for, you know, extended life, you have what they call adrenal crisis. For this kind of condition, medicine will prescribe different drugs like hydrocortisone, prednisone, dimethasone. And what happens is if you don't have glands that are working properly to produce these life-necessary hormones, you won't be able to keep your emotional and a physical stress under control. You'll have illness, you'll have injuries, you'll have stress-related injuries. Even sudden death can occur, which normally wouldn't produce a death in someone with healthy gland function, see. So other glands that our body are equally important for good health, the pineal gland, it's a small endocrine gland located at the bottom of your brain. So the pineal gland may be small, but it produces some very important brain chemicals like melatonin and tryptophan. So if you like to have normal sleep patterns and mood, you'd better have a healthy pineal gland, which is, you know, stimulated by darkness and light. So your clock, your regulated clock for sleep. Now, I've talked about, you know, the endocrine system many times, especially where women are concerned, because this system helps produce female hormones for reproductive system issues. Now, parathyroid glands that are in your neck, your thyroid gland, are also part of the endocrine system and produce parathyroid hormones. So if you don't want to sleep all the way through your life, you want to have a healthy thyroid. So if you have hypoadrenalism, which is an underactive adrenal gland known as hypothyroidism, means the glands tend to get congested and they're not getting the right amount of nutrition. That's pretty much what it boils down to. Now, what is the major cause of gland malfunction? Well, most gland problems is, like I said, the congestion part. Just as your lungs could get congested with mucus, so can your glands become bogged down with waste material. And the combination of a poor diet, lack of proper circulation, too much toxins in the blood can cause the glands to swell and malfunction. And also you could get a pathogen that can irritate glands as well. So the glands have, you have glands obviously in your brain. In your head, you have saliva glands. In your neck, you have the thyroid gland. You have breast and groin glands, prostate for guys. Glands can become sick in any and all of these areas. So what I like to do, as I mentioned, I like to use mullein. Very simple herb, very basic, but it will soothe all types of glands. It takes the irritation out, takes the inflammation out. And then blood flow can get back in there, and blood can bring healing to a gland. It can bring in nutrition and take away waste material. Now, what you can also do is you can use your mullein. What I like to do is I use my mullein, and then I'll pair it up with another herb like lobelia. And this creates an exodus of toxins out of the gland, okay? So lobelia works almost like a diuretic of sorts. And the Native American Indians would apply these two herbs to their feet for gland problems. And so I like to use these herbs inside and even outside the body for gland health. Now, I mentioned my daughter Kate, and she would get, swollen neck glands when she was coming down with something when she was small. And even today, if she gets a real bad case of, you know, swollen glands, she'll ask me to make her a mullein wrap. So what you do is you can get some loose mullein to make mullein tea. Make a big pot and take a washcloth and let the tea steep 20 minutes and then soak the washcloth in the tea. Wring it out, but leave some of the tea in the washcloth, and with it's a warm compress, basically, and you wrap the washcloth around the swollen gland area, or the neck for her, the neck. And I would, you know, put another hand towel on top just to keep the warmth in. And if it cooled off, you just warm it up again. And you just do that a couple times. What happens is the mullein tea soaks in through the skin and it just soothes the glands. They just feel better. It's like a moment for the glands, and they love it. So you can do a mullein soak, and but use a washcloth you really don't care about because the tea can stain. And I like to use a cotton washcloth, so I would use that. Don't use a baby washcloth because it's not thick enough, dense enough to hold enough tea, and it cools off too quickly. So use a regular standard washcloth if you can, and hopefully cotton. So if you're interested, you look for some mullein tea out there. We do have mullein tincture and the lobelia liquid called relaxation formula at Apothecary Herbs if you ever need to use that. These plants have natural boron in them, which the glands love, and it helps the glands produce hormones that are in better balance. So that's important as well. And so I like to use herbs for these types of issues, and of course, herbs may not fix everything, but they do help the body attempt to heal itself, and in most cases, it works pretty well. So if you're interested, you can grab a 15th anniversary product catalog. Just download it off the powerherbs.com website. It's under books and it's under free catalog. That's what it's under. And or you can get a hard copy mailed to you and check it out for yourself and get healthy out there. Stay healthy out there. And I think this is the last few days. I think Saturday's the last day where you can get free ground ship on a Three Amigos pack, which is an immune booster pack, nip it in the bud kind of thing. So the coupon for that's on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com. I think it's Three Amigos. You just put that in the shopping cart, and you'll get free ground ship in the continental United States. Now, if you're on our mailing list, you would have gotten some special coupons the last couple of weeks to use for different items. So do sign up for that. And the newsletters, which give you free health information each week, which is empowering in itself. And, of course, our newsletter subscribers also get a heads up on what's coming, especially deals and discounts and that kind of thing. So check that out, powerherbs.com. And the newsletters are under the Books and Newsletters tab. And, of course, the Power Herbs ebook is there. You can check that out as well. And the therapies we were just talking about, the detox baths are in there, as well as, you know, how to make your own herbal tinctures and a whole lot more. It's 400 pages, and it's a PDF file that's emailed to you, and it's just $14.99. Check that out. I know, I'm coming up. The hour has rolled by, but next time on Tuesday, the 20th, we're going to talk with Dr. Rebecca Carley from Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. She'll be here. And then the following Tuesday, we're going to be talking with Miranda Esmond White, the founder of Eccentrics and the Classical Stretch Low-Impact Exercise Routine. Definitely worth its weight in gold, in my opinion. I can't wait to talk with her. About it. It's just really positively impacted my exercise routines, helped my posture. I just feel better overall, and I can power through my day a lot better. So we're going to talk with her and see what her story is about and maybe inspire and empower more of you out there to be healthier for 2015. Always the challenge, being healthier. And also we'll check on infections next time. And we talk with Dr. Carley on Tuesday, the 20th. So I hope you can join us. If you can't, hit the archives because the shows will be posted there that you can pick up later and share with family and friends at thepowerherbs.com. All right. Now, if you have a health topic you want me to cover, I'll try to do that. Just let me know. Send me an email off the powerherbs.com website. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical attention from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.